playing in the right venue.
Oh yeah.
Like last year and also at Port Rush. Mm-hmm. And honestly, like people in Ireland are the craziest, yeah. craziest crowds.
We we do have a bit of a reputation here too.
We know how to have a party, that's for sure. So you played some big clubs here, but have you played a festival? You haven't played a festival type of stage yet here, have you?
No, it's my first time playing a festival here. And I kind of have like the same expectations as like Dean Park kind of. I don't know why, but it's just because, you know, like Glasgow or Belfast, it's for me as like some foreigner, it's kind of like similar also how the people talk a bit.
Yeah.
Although I mean, of course it's different. So now like in my head I have like Dean Park, but then I probably get really surprised when I go up there. Mm. But yeah, I'm sure the crowd is going to be amazing. Mm. Like for me, like England is the best crowd, and then especially the more northern and Ireland.
Yeah.
Like especially Ireland, they're really wild.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Well, you'll see some of that tonight for sure. Well, initially, when artists come into the mainstream, people try to label them as a particular sound. I mean, you probably get that all the time. But you've shown a lot of different sounds and vibes, especially the high level stuff as well.
Yeah.
I mean, are you someone who wants to continually develop and change? Are there more brands, or is it going to be just Oliver Heldens and High?
Well, I mean, at first I'm only 21, and I feel I'm just getting started. So probably there's going to be more brands like in 10 years or I don't know how many years.
Yeah.
But for me, I mean, like also, if people ask me what's my goal, then, I mean, I started making music because it's really fun. And for me, the most fun part about making music is to make music which excites me the most, to make music which makes me enthusiastic. And that's my biggest challenge.
Mm.
And lately it's going pretty well, actually, with making new music which makes me excited. I'm really excited about the new stuff coming up. Also, like in the last years, I've been really excited, really inspired by disco. So I make a lot of disco stuff. But then also, I'm a really, really big fan of like the UK sounds, like I'm a big fan of drum and bass.
Yeah.
But one of my father is still a big fan of LTJ Bookham, for example.
Oh, wow.
And I have new music, for example, the Idol stuff, I would say is more drum and bass inspired and more techno influenced.
Yeah.
Well, Oliver Heldens stuff is a little bit is more disco influenced, some new stuff. But then, my heart really belongs to like my roots in dance music are the 2006 to 2009 club sound. That's like what I'm drawing the most inspiration from and what I prefer the most. But then still, I mean, I'm very open minded. I love pop music. I love lots of different stuff.
Because you mentioned about disco, one of my favorite tracks in recent years has been the track you did, Throttle.
Oh,
Waiting.
Oh,
it's just so good. And Throttle is very, very funky. That's his type of thing.
Yeah.
Did you find him? What happened there?
Well, actually, Throttle and I already connected with each other. Like, we already found out about each other before I even made Gecko. I think it was like years ago. Since then, we just gave each other feedback. And then I blew up with Gecko. And then of course, he was also making really cool music. Then and sending me stuff, and then I would give him feedback, and I also started playing a few remixes of him. And then like 1.5 year ago we started collaborating, and then Waiting came out.
Awesome. It's such an awesome track. Listen, thank you so much for the chat. Thank you for bringing this backstage and having a conversation with you. We play your stuff loads on the radio. I play so much your tunes as a DJ. Thank you for making my DJ sets better as well. I don't know if you know, but of course, the Euros are coming up, the European Championships, Euro 2016, Northern Ireland have qualified for first time in forever.
Wow.
And there's a tune that has exploded. Do you know the old Gala track, Freed from Desire?
Yeah, I'm going to play it, maybe.
You're going to play it?
Yeah, that's one of my favourite. Really. Is it a big tune?
You have to realise that is, without a doubt, the biggest tune here right now.
Really?
In fact, everywhere, because what has happened is there's a player called Will Grigg who plays in the English League, but he also plays for Northern Ireland. And one of the fans put his own words on top of it. So instead of Freed from Desire,
it
sings Will Grigg's On Fire.
Oh.
If you play that tonight, watch the whole arena.
Wow, I'm going to play it. Wow. I mean, I was already planning to.
Trust me, remember I told you, whenever you play that, it will go insane. So enjoy that. Yeah, just a little tip.
Yeah.
I love how I'm giving Oliver Heldens DJ tips.
Yeah.
Oliver, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank
Appreciate
you very
it.
Much. Yeah, awesome.